Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 14, 26 to 31. Peter's denial foretold. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after that, and I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. Now we come to this moment of the scattering of the sheep. One of Mark's clear themes has been the inability of the disciples to fully get it until resurrection. There's a dullness in their understanding. Jesus has to explain parables over to them. There's betrayal, and now there's going to be denial. Direct declaration against him. And Jesus prophesies this. Peter, the bold one, declares very clearly, "Even if the others do this, I am not going to do it." He's emphatic about it. He makes it very clear that he would never do this. And then Jesus says, "Before the rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me three times." Peter then becomes even more emphatic about this. In this process, we get to see the easy ability for us to deny the Lord. I think there's some encouragement in this passage because we know that after the whole process, there's going to be a restoration because we look back through the whole story. But Peter at this moment would have been stunned. His pride kicks in. He's been used to being the one who makes things happen. But right now, Jesus is saying, "I have a sacrificial death that's about to come. I'm about to be stricken as the shepherd. I'm about to be the one who provides a way for you." But they're going to have a hard time understanding completely the implications of this. The now what is to believe and to trust in the Lord. Even when the prophetic words over us or even our actions we're going to see as Peter follows out are contrary to what we would expect or want from our lives. There is that declaration to hang on to Jesus. We've said it over and over. It's not to simply believe intellectually, but to believe into and to trust him. It's hard to realize this at times. I want to be careful in how I say this, as I don't want to create the idea that God is the one who's authorizing our scattering. But God has allowed moments of scattering in our lives so that we would draw unto him with greater intensity and greater purpose. In these moments, we have the privilege of coming back and recognizing it really is all about his grace and his mercy towards us. Today, Lord, would you give us the courage to not deny you? Would you give us the courage to believe into you and to trust you for all that you have for us? We have worth because we are sons and daughters through your adoption and redemption. And that's where we take all of our sense of well-being, not in our ability to perform well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.